Isaiah chapter 7. How many got it?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says God's talking to the king and he's telling him, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and he will call his name Emmanuel. Now, I want to stretch you a little bit. This baby, even though he was God, was perfectly human. You may think that Mary had to do none of the things that mothers have to do with babies. Can I tell you something? Jesus messed his diapers. And I'm not even sure what I was talking to Judy last night, and I was saying, what did they use for diapers? Well, that was in the manger. And so, you know, we get the concept that this baby never had to blow his nose, never had to change his diaper, never had to do any motherly things. She had to do them all. In fact, is the Bible tells us in Matthew that and Luke, as Mary watched Jesus grow, she looked at him, and while other people were talking about what he was doing, the Bible says that Mary pondered these things in her heart. Can you imagine the questions she must have had? Can you imagine the things she must have been looking into? Do you think there'd be any responsibility to raise God? Look at chapter 2 in Luke with me. I love the Christmas story. I'll tell you something, a tradition we have, and I was just talking to Donna, we don't have a whole lot of tradition about food, except on Christmas Eve, we always eat lasagna. And on Christmas Day, we always eat turkey. But that's not a tradition, that's just what we always do. And so, Luke chapter 2. And I just want to show you, the virgin will conceive. Say that with me. Virgin will conceive. Okay. Luke chapter 2. And here's what goes on. And in those days, Gabriel was basically dispatched to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Gabriel's dispatched. What's he looking for? He's looking for a young virgin named Mary. So Gabriel's dispatched, and there he finds Mary, and he tells her that you're going to have a baby. And Mary's response is, how can this be? I haven't known a man. Now understand something here. The bloodline of man carries the original sin. So if a man would have been involved in the birth of Jesus, he could have never been the sacrificial lamb.
That's right.
Because he would have to have someone pay the sacrifice for his sins. And so we understand now why there had to be a virgin birth. The virgin birth eliminated man getting involved in that and eliminated sin from being passed down. We okay? Now, my wife can tell when we got married, there was an issue about our first baby because we had competitive bloodlines, right? We had bloodlines that didn't match up to where they wanted, and they were concerned about giving Kathy a transfusion right away. Am I close? So I'm thinking as I'm, you know, where did Jesus get his blood type from? Do you think from a heavenly father? A lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish. Behold the Passover lamb who takes away the sins of the world. And so the angel Gabriel is dispatched to Mary. And finally, as Kirk said last Sunday, Mary comes to a place after asking all the questions. Let it be done unto me according to your will, according to your word. You know something? That's what God's looking for today from us. He don't need my abilities that I don't have. The people with the abilities are the ones he's having trouble with. Boy, you miss a good place, say amen. He doesn't need our ability, he needs our availability. He's going to ask us to do things we've never done. Can you imagine what it's going to be like as we get closer and closer and closer and closer to the end? Can you understand how much pressure there's going to be on the church to rise up and walk this life out in Jesus Christ and not tied up with all kinds of issues, not tied up with all kinds of things going on, not having divisions or people getting their feelings hurt or this or that going on? We come to a place where God is saying, my church shall be holy, my church shall be led by me, my church will walk this life out because of my Holy Spirit. And that's a basis. Do you know how Mary gave birth? She gave birth through the Holy Spirit. Right? Do you know how you're going to give birth? Through the Holy Spirit. You're going to work this thing out. It's not a time to bury our head in the sand like an ostrich. It's not the time to panic. It's a time to say, God, here am I. What do you want from me? And whatever it is, we have an example of a young virgin who said, yes, let it be done to me according to your word. Let it be done to me according to your. How many enjoy celebrating? I didn't say party, and I said celebrating. How many of you used to go out and buy your Christmas spirit? Too personal? The Bible tells us in Luke that when the angels came, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and there was great joy. Not because of what they were drinking, but because there was a revelation from God coming to some shepherds, and the angels came and sang and rejoiced, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and the glory of the Lord brought joy because this was and a wonderful day to celebrate. Look at me. But I believe you'll find that it was 400 years. Say 400 with me. It was 400 years from that Italian book, Malachi. Wrong? Oh, Malachi. Okay. From Malachi to Matthew. I believe you'll find out that John the Baptist was the first prophet that broke through. And now all of a sudden there's a celebration in the fields around Bethlehem. And it's kind of a different type of celebration. Because it's really unique when you look at things in a perspective of what are these gifts all about? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What are they about? What are these shepherds doing? And what about these magi? And what about Herod wanting to come and worship Jesus? And what about Herod killing all the babies? And what about God warning Joseph to get out of Dodge and get out of Egypt and get away or go to Egypt? Celebration. Because his name will be called Jesus, and he will be the Savior of the world. Name will be Jesus. His name will be Emmanuel, God with us. His name was the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does that mean? Let's break it down. Lord means master. Okay? He's not our Lord if he's not our master. Jesus means Savior, Deliverer, Healer. However you want to put it in there, he's all of it. And Christ denotes the Anointed One, the Messiah. All tied up in a name, Lord Jesus Christ. He's Master. He's Savior. He's Messiah. What else is he? You can name and name and name and name. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. But every time I read this story, there's two things that hit me. Two things. Number one, there was no room. What's the computer where you make reservations? Motels? Travelocity. God didn't have Travelocity? He dispatched an angel to tell John and Elizabeth they're going to have a baby. He dispatched an angel to tell Mary she's going to have a baby. But he never dispatched an angel to tell the innkeeper, my son's coming. There was no room. The saddest part of our time, barring none, is that America has closed out Jesus. Shut the door. But that door's going to open. That door's going to open. And I'm going to tell you something. I want you to understand this. There's no atheists in heaven, And there's no longer any atheists in hell. They both believe. They believe. The wise men, or the magi, brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. How many of you like to go visit people with babies? Okay, how many of you women want another baby? That's pretty personal. Gold was given to a king. Remember Solomon? The queen brought him what? Gold. So they recognized through these gifts, without even thinking maybe, that gold went to the king. Frankincense was for worship. It went to God. These guys came from afar, but they had everything turned on. The last one is that myrrh was a spice used for embalming. They spoke of the king, they spoke of God, and they came to a party for a baby with a symbol of death. You say, what are you talking about? The prophetic was years before the birth. Isaiah 53, he was wounded for what? Our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The punishment of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. You could not go to see that baby, led by the Spirit of God, without realizing that baby was born to die. Born to die. What did Simeon say? Now let your servant, Lord, die in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation, and he will be a light to the Gentiles. Because it would be Gentiles that would nail him on a cross. Roman soldiers. Gold for a king. Frankincense for God. It was used in worship. And myrrh was probably, when you get to John and you read they used 200 pounds or 100 pounds of spices, you'll probably find that most of that was myrrh. Born to die. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Don't tell God you don't have room. Someday you will. We've kind of forgot about the eternal. But I want to tell you something, friends. The eternal never forgets about us. And one day we'll run face to face with the eternal. The one who doesn't change, the one who's not temporary, the one who has lived forever and will live forever, and the one we will worship in heaven until when? Ever. The eternal will be there. You may try to dodge him. You may try to hide from him. You may tell him there's no room. You may look at him and say, I don't have time. And he'll say, but I do. And someday you will. Someday you will. There will be a day when every single person breathing has room for God and time to give him. And you know something? He's so patient. He'll wait. He'll wait. Behold, I bring you good tidings or good news. Good tidings of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. A Savior who is Christ the Lord. That's a key to Christmas. No matter how you look at it. I close with this. Probably one of the hardest things to do at Christmas time was have some empty chairs. My mom and dad were killed in a car accident the day after Christmas. The next Christmas just wasn't the same. But I'll tell you something. God didn't change. So you may see an empty chair or two this year. You may realize that family members with the Lord. Can I tell you something? They're celebrating more than we are. They're celebrating more than we are. Let them celebrate. Get heaven all warmed up because we're coming before too long. Yeah. Can't you see Sarah walking and leaping and praising God? Looking down on this earth and saying, I didn't know it was that far. It's amazing. We sorrow, but we sorrow not as those that have no hope.